But says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Ben Frank, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We live on Hip Hop Stock Exchange Worldwide Global Radio. Hope you tuning in. HHSE.biz, that's the site. Check us out. Tonight, Thursday, May 19th, we got Ash Cash, motivational speaker, financial educator. Definitely a smart brother y'all need to tune in and listen into. You might learn something, how to invest that money. So listen in. We got him calling in a little while. Let's get into that heat. Let's go.
Niggas in the bridge, block, block, coming through, better hide your wrist, wrist, watch, watch, cause niggas will let they shit, shit, pop, hey, hey, shit, shit, cock, cock, this is for my hoes, make your hips, hip, rock, rock, light a L, baby, look the crisp, crisp, hop, hop, get your tit tot from this hip, hip, hop, hop, hey, hey, 5'8", wear double XL, pants sagging, blunt dragging, benevolent, well, imagine, a felon on a two-way street. One way is where blood money, coke, and homicide meet. The other street, opportunity, the chance of the sweet. Think positive, can knowledge make a cipher complete. So you can be an architect, design apartments and shit. Or you can wind up on a jail bus, 30 to click. Soon as I'm on the set, I'm never on a chick. I play it cool, but still they pussy muscles get wet. It's just the rules. Check my niggas, what's the gossip, what's the word? Puff some herb, all I see is niggas running chin shots. All I heard, dip behind a car. See somebody on the ground, ambulance came and got him. They start calming down, now it's back to the same old shit. You know the Tarzan and Jane old shit. In the jungle swinging on vines, yo, the cat with the same old clip. Another nigga laying there hit, bloodied up, screaming I'm dying. I be in Queens where the famous hood bats and ghetto stars are. Pimps through the shuffle at night with bloody broads paw. This is for my niggas in the bridge, block, block, coming through, better hide your wrist, wrist, watch, watch, cause niggas will let they shit, shit, pop, pop, hey, hey, cock, cock, this is for my hoes, make your hips, hip, rock, rock, like your L, baby, let the crisp, hop, hop, get your tits hot, like this, hip, hop, hop, hey, hey,
for sure, twirl it up for me, roll that shit big. Well, I reveal the story of a wild street kid. Cock your seat back, relax while I spit. The spitting image of how I live. Well, first I was highly influenced by them old-timer cliques. I was like 12, they was like blood, listen. Keep your mouth closed and your eyes and your ears wide open. Gangsta, I soaked it all in. My first hammer was a one-shot deuce-deuce. Had my pockets full of bullets, I was real loose. Thug parties out in Waycrest, always got shot up. Thug parties out in Queensbridge, always got shot up. No wonder we bugged out and schizophrenic. Niggas ain't wanna fight, we cut your melon. Drinking that old English, Red Bull and Blue Bull. Midnight Dragon with that cheap shit. Fuckin' we was broke, little badass. My nigga rap sat me down like this. He said, P, you gon' wind up dead. You ain't half real good with that music shit. You need to stick to it, done. Get your mind off the street. And it's stuck in the back of my head. Though I still did my little bit of menacing. Hey, now and then, bang out some broad daylight. These things really happen. Niggas get cut up, I put it in my rapping. It's not fiction, this the real deal, fish scale. It couldn't get more graphic, I'm so thrilled. Said it's not fiction, this the real deal, fish scale. So there you have it, let me touch that edge. Sure.
This is for my niggas in the bridge. Block, block, coming through, better hide your wrist, wrist. Watch, watch, cause niggas will let they shit, shit, pop, pop. Hey, hey, hit, hit, cock, cock. Hit for my hoes, make your hips, hit, rock, rock. Light a L, baby, lift the clip, hip, hop, hop. Get your kick high from the tip, hip, hop, hop. Hey, hey, hit, hit, cock, cock. This is for my niggas in the bridge. Block, block, coming through, better hide your wrist, wrist. Watch, watch, cause niggas will let they shit, shit, pop, pop. Hey, hey,
yeah, yeah. Let's get it, baby. I told you, play classics up.
Our boy Ash.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. That was Nas, my boy Prodigy, TikTok, throwback classic for y'all, man. That's what we do up here, man. You know how we do. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We live on the air. Global Internet Radio. We got Ash Cash calling in a minute. We got them tickets, them Great Adventure tickets. If you're in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you're in the tri-state area, you can spit a hot 16 bars. You can win some tickets, Six Flag Great Adventure. Just call in. The call-in number, 619-393-6489. Holla at me, man. Let me hear what you got, man. I got these tickets for you. It's going to be a hot summer. You know you want to take the kids out, wifey out. Holla at me. I got some tickets for you, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's go.
Freddie Garson, Vado, that's what y'all been waiting for, right? Remo the Hitmaker on the beat, shit. Vado, Toast, Moscato, clap when a nigga getting chips. Bravo, I open up shop, fiends rush in. Drago, for the record, I came with the Mac. Serato, too bad the ladies praise him. Shorty call me Durag, and got a waving. What you wanna get into, let's hit the days in. Room president, you Bush, Reagan. She a model when she look Asian. Me and Vado like Reggie Bush on a raven. Shorty said I tried to game her. I came in the crib unexpected. Kramer, I get down GS. No Chris Brown BS. Medallion the size of a Nintendo DS. Shirt Italian, chain on the 3X. Every verse styling, stop the beat, BX. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block is. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Everything but Christ. Ask me, these niggas is everything but nice. Like you see me in everything but mics. I doubt that, cause I don't do everything just nice. Boomerang, I'm the next Marcus. Smooth as Eric, when they barefoot on the red carpet. No wonder, no good in the bread market. Pardon, but make sure them bottles is red sparkling. Don't stop, let the beat bill. What's your mortgage, car note? That's a cheap bill. Don't worry about it, I got it long as we speak still. When nothing out of this nothing, that's how my week feels. Wish I could bring HUD back, chill. Fuck that, chill. Fuck that, fuck that. Getting money for six, frontin', we love that. Pulling out in the six, starting, we does that.
I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Cause you ain't ready for this.
From Germany, Dirk Nowitzki, the Mavericks. Cuban in the front like the owner. Stash the pounds of sour, cause the aroma. 34 for that Melanie Fiona. Fred the God's the one, that's what I told ya. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Cause you ain't ready for this headbanger. King, nigga.
Yeah, let's get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We live global internet radio. You tuning into the God Ben Frank. We here, man. We got Six Flag Great Adventure tickets for you. We giving away to the hottest MC spitting at 16. You call in 619-393-6489, and we will be giving away tickets all summer long, man. So if you ain't catch us this time, you're going to catch us every Thursday. We here, man. We ain't going nowhere. Call in. Log into the website, hhse.biz. Register your membership. We give free financial advice. We here for you, man. Financial markets, hip-hop, best hip hop stock exchange. We got Ash Cash calling in on the way. Motivational speaker, financial educator. The brother got it all, man. You gotta definitely want to listen in the way he has to talk about. Let's go, let's go. Caller calling in, yo.
Yo, yo.
What's going on, brother Ash Cash? Yes, yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Frank, what's good, man? What's going on, man? Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Ash Cash, we in the building. Let's make it happen.
That's what's up, man. Good to have you here, brother. Good to have you
Appreciate you, man.
Talk
to
the people. Let everybody that doesn't know what you about, let them know what you about, man.
All right, so you know, my name is Ash Cash, man, financial literacy advocate, motivational speaker, personal finance expert, author, My Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom, available in stores right now. I been in banking for about 11 years, so I've been on this on a mission of financial literacy for a very long time. Born and raised in Harlem, you know, fat shout to Harlem, fat shout to everybody, and really, you know, I'm on a mission, man. I think growing up in the hood, growing up in the urban area, they don't teach us about money. They don't teach us how to manage our finances. So my mission is really to help people manage their finances. So besides all the stuff I do, you know, from an entrepreneur standpoint, as far as like motivational speaking, my book, you know, I also I visit jails, I visit like Rikers Island and talk to the kids up there about managing their money. I've been to tons of high schools in the area, been to colleges. I partner with ACS, so I teach financial literacy to foster kids. I'm in Harlem now, working with some organizations in Harlem, talking about financial literacy. I write for a couple of magazines, a couple of websites. So I'm out here, man. I'm just spreading the word of financial literacy any way I can, letting everybody know that getting money is not necessarily the hard part. It's keeping the money, it's knowing what to do with the money, and that's why I'm your man, Ash Cash, spreading that word, spreading that knowledge.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Brother, definitely dropping jewels, man. We're going to come back. We got a few cash questions for you to help educate the people, man. We're going to play some heat right quick. We'll get right back with Ash Cash. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
That nigga won, guy. Where we at? Look out for the cops, though.
Cash, boo.
Where we at? Super Fives over here, baby. Where we at? Super Fives, niggas got garbage down the way. Where we at?
Cash rules everything around me. Cring it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around
joint.
Me. Cring it. The
here
money.
We, here we
dollar,
go.
Dollar,
check
bill,
this shit. Yo. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hand.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money. Bears make money. The pigs, they get slaughtered.
I grew up on the crown side, New York, South Side, Jamaica, Queens, South Side, baby, Ben Frank, top rank, hell of president, dead, with some chains, no food to can take, no slave ships, just greenbacks with big faces, watch them flow, niggas, they soul matrix, put the mortgage payments on the bridge, and they got the money in the balance, if they hand me with the sour, no love for the snitches and the cowards, money number six, you can count it on the hour, even before Bush knocked down the towers, I'm be live for the dower, yeah, you know the world is ours.
Euros, pesos, cash money banking. All money legal, what the fuck is y'all thinking? What the fuck is y'all drinking? Pass me a cup, the sober going down, I just wanna go up. A table full of Ben Franks. Spending like 50, about to last to the bank. And when I come from the bank, I'ma go right back, cause I got a lot of stacks, and you know nothing about that. A million, all money is legal. Why they say money is the root of all evil? My bars be fatal versus too lethal. Fucking Action Man, nigga. Vin Diesel.
Get it,
shout
man.
Out to the haters, snakes, weasels. Get my mind sharp, point needle. Now I spit fire, flames getting higher. And all the girls wanna do is give me desire.
Pink.
Everything around me, all money legal, we flipping, yeah, they get rolled. Cash rules, everything around me, all money legal, we flipping, yeah, they get rolled. Came to Tutankhamun, state of mind, I'm
here.
It's science, it's organized knowledge, yeah. Salute the prophet, with the prophet, man, they can't, did you feel me, man? My rhymes too heavy.
Get it, baby.
Over the state and over the state, man, you gotta love it. Nothing Warren Buffett, nothing Walker J. Simpson. Money legal, count money to the music.
Oh, yeah.
Never divided, last supper, no Judas.
Get it,
cash, everything around me. All money legal, we flipping, yeah, and you're rolling. Cash rules, everything around me. All money legal, we flipping, yeah, and you're rolling.
Oh, yeah. Entrepreneurs. City Bank. Jay Green on the track. Jay Green on the track. All money's legal. Money talks, motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was music for All Money Legal 4. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We got Ash Cash on the line, financial educator extraordinaire. What's up, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, 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 man. We definitely promote financial education here and entrepreneurship. Give some advice to young entrepreneurs that come up that want to start their own business. Give some advice, brother.
All right. So first and foremost, I think the first advice that I would give to any entrepreneur is that don't always look at the glory of being a boss. A lot of times, especially the young, like I deal with a lot of young cats, and I think that a lot of times people like the title, you know, they like to say they're a boss, they like to run around and say that they own their own business, but don't really know what it takes to start their own business. So I would say make sure you really are passionate about the business that you're starting. Really do your research. Really figure out whether is there a market for what you're trying to do. So if you want to sell waters, is there a market for waters? Would you sell waters in the wintertime? You know what I'm saying? So like really do your research. Don't just go out there because it sounds good to say you're your own boss, because it sounds good to say you're an entrepreneur, that you just invest your money, invest your time, and just start a business and not really do the research to find out there's a market for it. So absolutely, the first and foremost, you want to make sure that you do the research. And secondly, I would say that even when it's all bad, it's all good. So when you know, mistakes and failures and things of that nature, those things happen to kind of make you stronger. So don't let the first setback stop you from fulfilling that dream of being an entrepreneur, because it's not going to be easy, but the more that you overcome that adversity, the easier it becomes, and then you'll get to that top level. So those are the main two things I'll definitely say to young entrepreneurs ready to start their business. Do your research, and then once it gets tough, just stick at it.
Yes, sir. That's some jewels right there, brothers, speaking right there, man. Hope everybody listening and taking note of that, man. Hey, tell me, you know, for the everyday working people, you know, everybody working 9 to 5 on their grind, what do you think is the best investment for, you know, just the, you know, everyday working man, woman? What do you think?
I would say that it really depends, because there really isn't, you know, the quote unquote best investment. It depends on the person, because like when you invest in things, you know, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. So it really depends on the person. Like can the person take risks, or do they don't want risk, things of that nature? So it really depends. But what I would say is that for the working person, they have to absolutely think about investing their money, because what people don't realize is that we need to change our relationship with money. Right now, most people, if they don't get up and go to work every day, they don't get paid. So right now, money, they don't work, they work for money. Money is their employer, because they have to physically get up and go to work. So even if you don't have any aspirations to be an entrepreneur, you still should be in the process of creating passive income. And passive income is pretty much income that you don't have to physically be there to make. So I'll give you a prime example. I always use Oprah Winfrey as this example because she's the best example of this, right? And Oprah does not have to work. If Oprah said tomorrow that I don't want to do anything ever, ever again, she would still get paid because Oprah owns the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's syndicated in 140 countries. Her studio produces Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray. So all these people, she could be sleeping. As she's sleeping, she's making money. So we got to start creating those type of incomes. We got to start creating passive income. So I'll give you a small example of something small that somebody could do who's working a 9-to-5. Real estate, for instance. Everybody always needs somewhere to live. I don't care what they're telling you, what's happening with the real estate market right now and, you know, subprime mortgages and all that good stuff, right? But everybody always needs someplace to stay. If you could find you a place that you can purchase, and let's say, you know, you save your money, you're working 9-to-5, you save up a good down payment. So instead of buying that coffee every day, instead of buying those True Religion jeans and those products, you know, you save your money up and you get a good down payment. If you buy a three-family house, and like we're in New York, right? So I'll say if you went upstate New York right now, as we speak, and you go to Craigslist, you can Google it, do whatever you want, right? If you went upstate like Albany or Troy, New York, you could purchase a three-family home for probably like $40,000 to $50,000, right? If you took out a mortgage on $40,000 to $50,000, you probably just need like an $8,000 down payment, and your mortgage payments will probably be like $700-$800, right? If you go to a three-family house, the rent up there is about $700 a month. So just think about that. If you have a three-family house, you rent it out, that's $2,100 that you would get in income. $800 a month, you minus $800 from 21, you have a net income of $1,300. So even if you said, you know what, upstate is too far, I don't feel like traveling up there, you can actually hire a management company to manage the property for you, and they usually charge 10%. So you knock down 10% from the $2,100 that you're making, that's $210, you're still up $1,100. So you could be asleep, and each month, you know that you're making $1,100, and that's what we need. We need to change our mindset. We need to be building more assets that are going to work for us during our sleep so we can really enjoy life. We can really vacation. We don't have to be a slave to a 9-to-5. So that's my biggest advice for anybody who works a 9-to-5, who is they have to change their relationship. Stop working for money and let money work for you.
Yes, sir, man. I like that, man. I like that because, you know, I love real estate.
Yes, sir.
You're all about that. That's what I'm talking about. Man, what do you think the state of this economic climate in this country is going? You know, we had the big recession in 2008, the housing downturn. You know, it's a slow. It's getting better, but it's more like kind of a stagnant kind of getting better. What do you think the state of this economic climate is, and how can we improve it for ourselves and our
kids? I think if you look back in history, you know, it's not the first time we've been in a recession, and the best way to get out of a recession is job growth, is to create jobs. So the more, you know, because really all a recession means is that people are not, you know, you got high unemployment rates, people aren't making money, so people aren't spending money, so businesses are not making money. So as you start to stimulate the economy by creating more jobs, then more people are now making money and more people can spend money, and that's what gets us out of the recession. So I would say that anybody who was in the recession prior to the recession, and let me explain what that means, because people are yelling recession, but a lot of us have been in a recession before it was officially a recession. A lot of us didn't have jobs. A lot of us are in, you know, poor neighborhoods, and we didn't have good economic statuses anyway. So a lot of us were in a recession prior to the recession even started. So if you look at it, it's actually, if you don't let the media scare you, a recession is not necessarily a bad thing, because if you look in history, a lot of big companies started during a recession. FedEx, not McDonald's, Burger King, you had CNN, you had MTV, like all of these businesses who are thriving right now were all starting around a recession. So all that means is that things are cheap, that everything is on sale. People are willing to sell their things for cheaper services. You can get barter. So a lot of people can start businesses right now, and and, you know, get themselves out of their situations because it's an even playing field. So I would say, like, the way it's entrepreneurship is really about people who have these ideas, not just sit on the ideas, but executing the ideas, creating, you know, creating business so that they can hire people and create job stimulation, because once that happens, then we'll get ourselves out of the current situation that we're in. So it's really about entrepreneurship. I think that's what's gonna drive us out of this situation.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's a gem right there, man. And definitely about the entrepreneurship. People really, in our community, really need to understand the credit, how credit works, the aspect of credit, how you could really manipulate credit and really manipulate money. Break that down, brother.
Absolutely, because, you know, a lot of things that we have to realize is that, you know, when you are a youngster and don't have any credit, it's imperative that you start to build on your credit, you know, at an early age, because credit can stop you from a lot of things. You know, credit can stop you from buying a car, from owning a home, from getting a job, you know, from even renting an apartment, like a basic necessity that we need a shelter, and you can't even get an apartment if you don't have good credit. A new one is jobs. You know, if somebody doesn't have good credit, jobs are not going to hire you, even promotion. Certain companies won't promote people, and the rationale behind it is because if you don't have good credit, then that means you're irresponsible. That's what they say, you know. So it's really important for us to maintain our credit. But like you said, Ben, there's a lot of ways that we can manipulate credit and use other people's money to start our business. You know, if you have good credit and you're able to secure a big enough, you know, line of credit from a bank, or if you're able to get a nice size credit card, or you know, even if you own your home and you have equity in your home, you could use, you know, your home equity to start a business. So, you know, and all of that is income. I mean, I'm sorry, all of that is based on your credit score. So, you know, all this money that's available to us, we have to be able to take advantage of it. And once you're able to take advantage of, you know, using somebody else's money to make more money, that's the American way. That's what makes the economy strive. That's what makes us, you know, we take the burden of the risk off of us, and we allow, you know, because a lot of times you hear, you know, you need money to make money. Well, that's true, but it's not true, because you need money, but you don't need your money. You can use somebody else's money.
Amen to that. Opium, other people's money.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. We got Ash Cash and Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We're going to go into one more song. We're going to come back with Ash Cash closing statements. Let's play this heat, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Ash Cash, let's go.
Sexy body lady, know you drive me crazy. I just want to ride with you. Lady, I'm a lady. Drop that, drop that body crazy. So amazing, do anything for my baby, love. Lady, my Mercedes, drop that, drop that body crazy. The way you are moving, girl, so amazing, do anything for my baby, love. Only really, really, I wanna know your name. This time I won't have a play, no game. A body like that, a girl, if I'm insane. Baby, don't be shy, just do your thing. I see you on the side, next to your right. Nothing less. I like your body shape and your tight dress. When you are with me, I'll be so interested. Then you give my cardio correct, girl. Holla back when you see me in the ride. Calla clap when you see me pop right. Give me a chance and I will blow your mind. Trust me, you will have a time of your life. Big shift, me, I go kill you with the flow. Big shift, no, me got you in the road. We are driving, you are swerving on the road. I like to hear when you scream. Somebody got it. Oh my, you know that you're sexy, girl. Oh my, you know you got somebody, girl. So baby, come ride with me. drop, body crazy. The way you want move, got so amazing. Do anything for my baby love. Pretty body lady, no, you drive me crazy. I just wanna ride.
Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. It's available now, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, wherever books are sold. It's our generation's Think and Grow Rich. It's our Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This book was specifically written for us, using people that look like us and to explain our story. So make sure you support that. Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom.
That's what it's all about, man. Support that. Ash Cash, Hip Hop, Stock Exchange. We here, man. We all about financial education, man, for our people, man. It's hip hop. Peace, brother.
All right, peace, brother. Appreciate you having me, man. Take care.
No doubt. Take care, man. Let's get back into that heat. Let's go, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's get it, baby.
Vinny Idol, nigga.
They fucking with him. Vinny Idol, what up? Style. Shit. I let the nine beams, then the five flare. I call it the Vizine. Am I clear? I seen Shine Troubles, he did time there. Now I see Shine Bubble, Montclair. I'm the next rapper to let it off. Don't be a bitch with the ratchet, set it off. Me and Panero, I'm Pesci and he De Niro. The dude shoot, I shoot the Bluetooth off your earlobe. Yeah, anything copacetic. The coke still flowing, for now the dope is dead. When it's only a fall, it's a slow ring. New Connect 34 for a whole thing. My dress code copper, pennies, guapa, Benji's, chopper, Simmy's, black drop bumping, Pac and Remy. Best rappers alive, whoever, send me. I got a body up the block, shoddy in the shop, who everybody wanna watch, because I move a little different. Yeah, I said I move a little different. Shit, ready rock to the radio. Fuck a deal, shit, I still let the 80 blow. I move a little different. Motherfucker, shit, I move a little different.
Yeah, my nigga, I move different. Big time guns, big time weight. Just to cook the base, we needed a few kitchens. You on the same path, but nigga, your shoes different. Word to the bubble in your Air Max. I'm in a struggle, I get your man clap. Hop up on the Amtrak, tie you to the chair, wrap your face in saran wrap. Dump you in the river, tied up with some sandbags. Eating dinner with Ecuadorians. Back to the future, no motherfucking DeLorean. Used to pack a tool in the school auditorium. Rappers in one room, food emporium. Ghost in the godson, wanna see godson. Do this for my niggas in the streets, in the yard, son. Fucking with a shooter, in a stabber, in a arson. Burn them pop niggas, sit there and watch niggas. What up?
I got a body up the block. Shotty in the shop, who everybody wanna watch, because I move a little different. Yeah, I said I move a little different. Shit, ready rock to the radio. Fuck a deal, shit, I still let the 80 blow. I move a little different. Motherfucker, shit, I move a little different. Yeah, you could buy your white flowers. I'm grabbing your missus, Dwight Howard. Get it, grabbing your missus, rebound, magnum clip in, I'll get them within three rounds. Styles P Yonkers, Fred Big Bronx, my freestyles be monster. We coming to conquer, two machine guns turn shit into Contra. I got a body up the block, shoddy in the shop, who everybody wanna watch, because I move a little different. Yeah, I said I move a little different. Shit, ready rock to the radio. Fuck a deal, shit, I still let the 80 blow. I move a little different. Motherfucker, shit, I move a little different.
Got the murder.
I told you, man, we play that heat, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's your boy Ben Frank. We just had Ash Cash in the building, man. It's a pleasure having him here, educating the people on, you know, how money works, how credit works, advice for entrepreneurs. So there, the brother's there, man. Matter of fact, you can just Google Ash Cash, man. You'll find everything you need to know. The website, the book, everything you need to know, man. If you like the Hip Hop Hip-Hop Stock Exchange, you're going to love Ash Cash, man, because it's the same lane. From the hood, hip-hop, financial education, for the people, man. That's what we all about, man, educating the people, helping the people, man, you know. We'll go around, come around. We came up, educated ourselves, and we're here to give back. I'm doing it. Ash Cash doing it. That's what we all about, man. Helping the people out, man. Everybody going to make money. We all going to make money. But the thing is, what you going to do with it, man? Like, you can make $20,000 one day, and a week later you broke, man. What you do with it? You know what I'm saying? Hey, we all going to make money in our lifetime, but it's all about what you're doing with it, man. And you need brothers like Ash Cash to really, you know, guide you in the right direction, at least give you different lanes to look into, to know where to go and know where to put your money at. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, his book is here for. That's what Hip Hop Stock Exchange is here for. And that's what we all about, man. Take money to make money, but if you don't know how to make money, you don't know how to invest money, you ain't going to have no money. Well, we're going to get back into some more heat. And when we come back, we're going to get into the rundown, you know, the current world events. You know how we do every week, man. We give you the news, what's going on in the hip-hop world, what's going on in the economic world. You know how we do, man. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange. It's your boy, Ben Frizzank. And, you know, we're going to play that heat for you, man. Let's go.
Some of these niggas out there leave. Ha! Featherweight!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here, cause it's real here.
Real.
What you want, either the crutches or the wheelchair.
Death row, lethal injection, or the real chair.
I'm
slaughtering niggas, that's why I don't feel fear.
Nah, kissing the ghost, the piff and the coke. Not the shit you get from the heights, you get from the boat.
You was kissing ass, now you got dick in your throat. You belong in the parade, need to get you afloat.
Smack your man with the gauge, we could get to your folk.
Yeah.
Might as well hang it up, we could get you the rope.
Hang it up. With a little bit of fame, you can change the game, but it's a shame they didn't open up a lane for lane.
Very select few that remain the same. Rest of them sold they sold for a car and a chain.
Physically fit niggas on the bar in the rain.
And I ain't overprotective, I'm just guarding the pain. The OG Kush way, trips double, push pay. Stay fly, nigga,
stay
smoke
fly.
Good weed, push yay.
Make 100,000 down south on a good day.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas about to come home, but they should stay.
Max out, get your thoughts right, hit a facts out, asshole full of parole, sitting in the crack house.
Waves spinning white, beat it wrong with your back out.
Waiting for a nigga to try you so you can black out.
It's a brain you can trust.
D Block, Champ Part 2. Champ, Champ Part 2. Champ, Champ Part 2.
Let's go in.
Yeah.
In and out, back to back.
We back. Cocaine from Spain, but the heroin is African.
Rob him while he cooking it, rob him while he bagging it.
Straight pound, 4 pound, making niggas napping it.
Talk around on star, big boys tapping it.
Yeah, we fuck porn stars, use them for trafficking.
Show up to them black tie fairs, all immaculate.
Like, yeah, we used to hand grams. Now it's big money suites at the MGM Grand.
Betting on Mayweather, Hermes, Burgundy, Ray Levis, Tele Vegas Connect. We got caves with us.
This is D-Block, gun for you, gun
D-Block
for me.
Then we get the money like one for you, one for me.
Phantom and Al-Qaeda, heavyweight is that Biggie man.
In Miami with Tamika and Sammy Gay in the city west.
CL-65, roll with a piss high.
Guns name, boarding past the plane, let the clip fly.
Cowards get hit with a rubber grip. You could get flowers and candles on your strip or some other shit.
Strip them and burn them right where his mother lives.
Yeah.
Shoot like Billipson Smith on some nugget shit.
Roll like Old Dog and Kane on some thuggin' shit.
We ain't trying to leave with a man down. Heart of South.
Top five, dead or alive, nigga. Hands down.
Yeah. Champ is here, part three, niggas. My nigga Al Qaeda is on y'all niggas' head. Top five, dead or alive. Shit ain't changed since we've been here. DJ Greenland and salute. Act like you know. All MCs get it any time of the day. We don't give a fuck. All y'all niggas is weak. Been holding this shit down. D Block. Champ is here. Part three. Yeah, the city is ours. Your city is ours. City after that is ours. Matter of fact, the fucking world is ours. D Block. Champ is here. Part three. Suck dick and ride out, nigga. Yeah, you don't fuck with us. Yeah. Step three. fight music. But don't get in the ring if you.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. I told you, man, play that heat, man. I told you, that Jada Kiss Styles B. Top 5 Dead or Alive. You know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. We just finished building with Ash Cash. Twitter him at I Am Ash Cash. Brother got jewels, man. You want to learn how to invest that money? Holla at Ash Cash. Holla at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. About to get into the current world events news. Let's go. Let's get it, baby.
But his predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Let's get it, baby. It's your boy Ben Frank. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, HHSE.biz. WWHHSE.biz. We live, man. Global Internet Radio. First up, we got news about Yemen, the revolution out in Yemen. The people are talking, man. Hip-hop is the revolution in Yemen. I know you've seen on the news, you know, a lot of protests, riots, revolutions going on in the Middle East. Let you know, this is young people, you know, rising up, and they're ready for change, man. They're ready for a different voice of the people of the Middle East, man. And hip-hop definitely is a tool for their voice. They use hip-hop to revolt against the old guard. And if you check it out, if you check out the article we actually have video of, you know, hip-hop in Yemen. They b-boying, breakdancing, you know, street art, graffiti, hip-hop, rapping. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see the power of hip-hop, the power how it can actually change a nation. It's revolutionary music. That's what hip-hop originally is in its original art form. It's revolutionary music. It's for the people, and that's what, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see, man. Check out what's going on in Yemen. Check out our article we have on Yemen, the youth and the revolution, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. We got the second annual Female Hip Hop Honors going on May 21st, 7 to 12. Definitely everybody checked out on TV. It's a beautiful thing, man. All the sisters in hip hop coming together. It's a beautiful thing to see, the sisters in hip hop, man, because, you know, they came a long way. They definitely opened up a lot of doors for women in the music industry, not just in the music industry, but just in confidence, period. A lot of young women growing up in the hood, they look up to a lot of, you know, female MCs as inspiration, man. It's a beautiful thing that they, granted, you know, they have their own award show. That's important. I mean, it's important that the queens have their own, you know, award show. Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. And we got Eminem talking about his transition from music to acting. He's a pretty good actor, man. 8 Mile was a pretty good movie. I liked the movie, man. Real hip hop. Real, he was really in his lane, so he didn't really have to, you know, get out his lane in the acting role, play the MC. But he definitely, you know, he got that swag, man. He's a good artist, good musician. So, you know, if he's artistic, acting is just around the corner, you know what I mean? So see what else he got in store, man. Check out that article we got on the Exchange. And now the business news, economics. That's my favorite section. Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense of the United States, is saying that top Pakistani leaders had no knowledge of bin Laden living actually like 7 miles away from the military base. So he's saying, you know, the Pakistani Prime Minister, they knew nothing about it. Now, I think, maybe the Prime Minister, you know, high government official might not have known, but I know the military known, because if he's 7 miles away living in the compound from the biggest military base in Pakistan, the military knew. How the PM Prime Minister ain't know? I don't know. That's bugged out to me, man. But you know how that go. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't want to snitch, but at the end of the day, what happened, happened. We got Brother Cornel West talking about Obama, how Obama is pretty much playing a puppet of Wall Street. definitely interesting article people need to check out, because Cornel West, he's definitely an intellectual brother, a professor at Princeton University. Definitely intellectual brother, and he's definitely, you know, in hip-hop, you can call him, you know, one of the hip-hop intellectuals, Cornel West. Check out that article. It's very interesting. And we have a long drop in the dollar the last couple months. Now, it might be ready for a rise. I mean, you know, a lot of people have been putting money, speculating on gold. Eventually, those bubbles burst. And when those bubbles burst, dollar comes back up. When they speculate on oil, they speculate on gold, it helps drive the value of the U.S. dollar down. Now, they use options, short sales, different things to really, how should I say, manipulate the stock, say ExxonMobil. They manipulate that stock to make it inflate more than what it is by using options and short sales and different things like that. And eventually, you can't do that forever. The bubble bursts and the dollar comes back up, man. That's just a little economics for you, man. That was the current world events, hip-hop stock exchange. You know how we do, man. We give you everything you need to know. Hip-hop news, economic news, man. We here, man. We here for the people. This is what we do, man. We here for you. Let's get back into some more heat. Let's go.
Attracted a few honeys from pulling money out. Boulevard, avenues, back streets, alleyways. New York City's piss way different from the Cali haze. Cruising, cheaping, driving through the boroughs. Mets fitted, champion hoodie, that is my workload. Sometimes I'll be like, fuck this shit, but I gotta go and bust this lick.
This is my daily routine.
Wish I could just chill and lay, but I got mad bills to pay.
This is my daily routine.
Go to the store and get my duchess. I smoke for my breakfast and my lunches.
This is my daily routine.
Might do some sets of push-ups in the kitchen, watch me cook up. I wake up, open my eyes and give thanks for seeing another day in this world of disgrace. I wake up, open my eyes and give thanks.
open my eyes and give thanks for seeing another day in this world to this race.
You know, we keep all the records in the milk crates. That's where it came from. All the DJs back in the 70s kept it in milk crates. And digging in the crates is going to get those old dusty records and finding out the best part of them old records and sampling them or cutting them.
Good music right there, man. My brother Lord Nez, ROI for life. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, the God Ben Frank, signing out, man. Salute to everybody. Salute to all the listeners. Salute to all the listeners that, you know, download and listen to the episode from last week and the previous weeks. I appreciate that, man. We see y'all, man. Call in anytime, man. We here 619-393-6489 every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Holla at us, man. Holla at me, man. I want to talk to y'all. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me how you feeling, man. Financial markets, hip-hop equals hip-hop stock exchange, man. The God Ben Frank. Salute to Ash Cash, financial motivator, financial educator, man. Google him. I am Ash Cash. Know what I mean? Buy his book, man. The brother definitely got jewels for the people. Educating the schools, the youth, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a blessing to have somebody like that on the radio show. We're definitely in the same lane. Definitely going to get into more into that. But for now, we're going to sign off, man. Play some heat, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, man. Love y'all. HHSE.biz. Log on. Holla at me. Ben Frank. Let's go. All Money Legal. Volume 5 coming soon. Let's go.
Check my resume, look back on my past to this present day. Always been a pirate who been trying to find where treasure lay. Castle on the hill, far from where the peasants stay. Still a sock drawer, my dresser is where the desert lay. Put the Audemars away, today feel like a Prezi day. Rainbows and my diamonds, you would think my bezel's gay. Passion, pain, pleasure tray, knocking in the Escalade. I be in the driver's seat, my passenger is Desiree. 36, 24, 40 is what our measures say. Here today, going tomorrow, and I just met her yesterday. We already eating, y'all trying to make reservations. We making movies while y'all sit on couches pressing play. Money ain't on your mind, what you thinking doesn't count. I did sneaker boxes, nah, it doesn't count. Still keep it hood, ain't no halfway shit. Could do a suit with a fitted on some draft day shit. And maybe I'm too busy to hear what the talent blind say. In the club buying roses like it's Valentine's Day, bitch. They find them niggas in the meat locker soon. Had they mamas crying like they in a heat locker room. What's up, Mo Brooklyn?
Mo Harlem on Southside.
You catch that body, nigga, better have that alibi. You never know, it just might be your time to take your ride. To them pearly white gates, watch that suicide. Mo Brooklyn,
Mo Harlem on Southside.
You catch that body, nigga, better have that alibi. You never know, it just might be your time to take your ride. To them pearly white gates, watch that suicide.
Who am I? Nudie fly, what a cutie pie. Burning pot, turtle top, watch your coolie high. Shoot high, one in your cab like the booby guy. Suit and tie, Nick commit suicide like he knew to die. Bright lights, I vision. House full of birds, I'm like Mike Tyson with pigeons. White mice, religious, if not ice and linen. You gave me your word and that right price was given. Trendsetters, Hamptons live better. The mansions, lamping, flat pants, a thin sweater. Top floor, ghetto bar, see me with bench press. Crowds that push weight but ain't hit the gym, never. Like quarters, direct orders, bags over bags, stash house look like hoarders. Ain't barn home, tell Marlo these my corners. Mattress type wars, we snatch your wife's daughters. Only dimes keep on my time sheet. Catch a jump, hit with the biscuit for that 9-piece. Already marking and planning, never my mind sleeps. Lime green headphones, Jimmy, I need some slime beats.
Mo Brooklyn,
Mo Harlem, Mo Southside.
You catch that body, nigga, better have that alibi.
You never know, it just might be your time to take your ride to them pearly white gates. Watch that suicide. More Brooklyn,
more Harlem, more Southside.
You catch that body, nigga, better have that alibi. You never know, it just might be your time to take your ride to them pearly white gates. Watch that suicide.
Money's the focus. Streets to the top, 100 roaches, pretty head on hotel sofas, in the sound of dreams and hopers, don't approach us, don't approach. I watch them common stretches, lead the coma, sold out shows and Louis shoulders, way I rap, I need a bonus, who can hold us, who can hold us, emoji rollers, New York City's coldest.